Have you ever heard the story of creation? If so, do you remember how it begins? If you said, in the beginning, then you guessed right. Many years ago, a disciple named John decided to write about Jesus. John was one of his closest followers, and he wanted the world to know and believe in Jesus. To begin, John uses the first three words of the creation story, in the beginning. Why? Because Jesus marks a brand new starting point, a new creation. Jesus, who John sometimes calls the Word, was there all the way back at creation, and he is here now, creating new life for those who believe in him. In the first part of his book, John mentions seven signs or miracles that Jesus did to prove he was the true Son of God. In today's episode, we'll hear the first five of these signs. See if you can name them all after listening. After a brief introduction, John picks up his story with another John, John the Baptist, who points the way to Jesus.
In the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. Nothing that has been made was made without him. The Word was in the world that was made through him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. Some people did accept him. They believed in his name. He gave them the right to become children of God. The Word became a human being. He made his home with us. We have seen his glory. It is the glory of the one and only. He came from the Father, and he was full of grace and truth. The Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask John who he was. He said, "I am not the Christ. I am the messenger who is calling out in the desert, 'Make the way for the Lord straight.'" This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan River. That was where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him. John said, "Look, the Lamb of God! He takes away the sin of the world." On the third day there was a wedding. It took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." 6 stone water jars stood nearby. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them up to the top. Then he told them, "Now dip some out. Take it to the person in charge of the dinner." They did what he said. The person in charge tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He didn't realize where it had come from, but the servants who had brought the water knew. Then the person in charge called the groom to one side. He said to him, "Everyone brings out the best wine first. They bring out the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best until now." That was the first of Jesus' miraculous signs. Jesus showed his glory by doing it, and his disciples put their faith in him. It was almost time for the Jewish Passover feast, so Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courtyard, he found people who were selling cattle, sheep, and doves. Others were sitting at tables exchanging money. So Jesus made a whip out of cords. He chased all the sheep and cattle from the temple area. He scattered the coins of the people exchanging money, and he turned over their tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Get these out of here! How dare you turn my Father's house into a market?" There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus. He was one of the Jewish rulers. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. We know that God is with you. If he weren't, you couldn't do the miraculous signs you are doing." Jesus replied, "What I am about to tell you is true. No one can see God's kingdom without being born again. "How can I be born when I am old?" Nicodemus asked. "I can't go back inside my mother. I can't be born a second time." Jesus answered, "No one can enter God's kingdom without being born through water and the Holy Spirit. People give birth to people, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised when I say you must all be born again." God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son. Anyone who believes in Him will not die, but will have eternal life. God did not send His Son into the world to judge the world. He sent His Son to save the world through Him. Those who believe in Him are not judged. But those who do not believe are judged already. They have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Once more, Jesus visited Cana in Galilee. Cana was where He had turned the water into wine. A royal official was there. His son was sick in bed at Capernaum. The official heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea. So he went to Jesus and begged Him to come and heal his son. The boy was close to death. Jesus told him, "You people will never believe unless you see miraculous signs and wonders." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replied, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said, and so he left. While he was still on his way home, his servants met him. They gave him the news that the boy was living. He asked what time his son got better. They said to him, "The fever left him yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock." Then the father realized what had happened. That was the exact time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and all his family became believers. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a Jewish feast. In Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, is a pool. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie down. Among them were the blind, those who could not walk, and those who could hardly move. One person who was there had been disabled for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there. He knew that the man had been in that condition for a long time. So he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the disabled man replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. I try to get in, but someone else always goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was healed. He picked up his mat and walked. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. It is also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd of people followed him. They had seen the miraculous signs he had done on those who were sick. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him. So he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to put Philip to the test. He already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "8 months' pay would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples spoke up. It was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He said, "Here is a boy with 5 small loaves of barley bread. He also has 2 small fish. But how far will that go in such a large crowd?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. The number of men among them was about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks. He handed out the bread to those who were seated. He gave them as much as they wanted, and He did the same with the fish. When all of them had enough to eat, Jesus spoke to His disciples. "Gather the leftover pieces," He said. "Don't waste anything." So they gathered what was left over from the 5 barley loaves. They filled 12 baskets with the pieces left by those who had eaten. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the lake. There they got into a boat and headed across the lake toward Capernaum. By now it was dark. Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the water became rough. They rowed 3 or 3.5 miles. Then they saw Jesus coming toward the boat. He was walking on the water. They were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they agreed to take him into the boat. Right away, the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd realized that Jesus and his disciples were not there. So they got into boats and went to Capernaum to look for Jesus. They found him on the other side of the lake. They asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "What I am about to tell you is true. You are not looking for me because you saw miraculous signs. You are looking for me because you ate the loaves until you were full. Do not work for food that spoils. Work for food that lasts forever. That is the food the Son of Man will give you. God the Father has put his seal of approval on him." Then they asked him, "What does God want from us? What works does he want us to do?" Jesus answered, "God's work is to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign will you give us? What will you do so we can see it and believe you?" Jesus said to them, "What I am about to tell you is true. The bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven. He gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us this bread from now on." Then Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever go hungry. But it is just as I told you. You have seen me, and you still do not believe." Then the Jews began to complain about Jesus. They said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? Don't we know his father and mother? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop complaining among yourselves," Jesus answered. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Everyone who eats some of this bread will live forever. The bread is my body. I will give it for the life of the world." Jesus' disciples heard this. Many of them said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" From this time on, many of his disciples turned back. They no longer followed him. "You don't want to leave also, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, who can we go to? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."